This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Earlier this month, the Illinois Secretary of State launched an audit of the state's automatic license plate reader system after reports that law enforcement officials in Texas had used it to track down a woman seeking abortion care. We wanted to get an update on that process. I am joined now by Illinois Secretary of State Alexi Janulius. Thank you so much for being with me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
What is the update on that audit and what you found out at this point?
Just to step back, you know, to us, this is a privacy issue. It's a moral issue. It's something that, we want to protect people's personal data. And license plate readers play a valuable role in locating stolen cars and solving carjackings and kidnappings. But just like any technology, they can be abused if they aren't regulated. That's why we passed a law in Illinois to fight back. And we want to make sure they're used for the purposes with which they're supposed to. So as you mentioned earlier this month, we discovered that Texas police illegally accessed Illinois automatic license plate reader data to track down a woman for an abortion care related matter. And the Texas police performed a nationwide search of more than 83,000 license plate reader cameras to locate a woman they said had an abortion and were able to access ALPR cameras in Illinois, which is illegal to do for that purpose based on the law that we passed here in Illinois. So what we've done and what I'm very proud of is a few things. We turned off access to 46 agencies that were utilizing our automatic license plate readers for non-permissible reasons. We worked with the largest provider of ALPR's data to implement a preventative search term tool that is live. It was live the day after we discovered this. That will prevent this from happening again. We are working on customer training and communications with the providers, and we're going to audit local law enforcement to ensure compliance with the law. So I'm proud of the stance we took here in Illinois. And again, from a big picture perspective, this is a chilling telltale of how far government surveillance has encroached on personal freedoms and the privacy of its citizens.
So that Illinois law, let's go back to that just a moment. It covers both abortion and immigration. Is that correct?
Correct. And our purpose is protecting this information for being used only for the purpose with which it's supposed to be, right? These automatic license plate readers do help law enforcement. There is a purpose to them. But we want to make sure that they're being used only for those purposes. This law came about in response to the Supreme Court's overturning of the Dobbs decision. Soon after that decision, there are certain states that enacted new laws that restricted residents from crossing state lines for legal abortion-related care. And we always felt that individuals have the right to choose and to make reproductive health care decisions without government interference or prosecution. And now, with this crackdown with ICE, we want to make sure that they're not using this information in an unlawful manner.
You mentioned that you had shut down the feeds to a number of agencies. I'm curious, since this is probably what would be considered an interstate matter, is there anything more the state can do about it? Will there be any repercussions, for example, for those agencies that did violate Illinois law?
Again, my focus right now is on making sure that the law is not broken. We are not law enforcement. We cannot tell them what to do, but we can, because of the law that we passed, restrict access to this personal data for the purposes with which it was met. And again, this to me is not a Democrat or Republican issue. To me, this is about protecting personal data, helping law enforcement do the job for the purposes they're supposed to, and making sure, this is a slippery slope. If they're tracking women who are getting abortions and if they're tracking folks for immigration purposes by looking at where they're driving, it sets a very dangerous precedent. And I use the example of, imagine a Democratic administration if they were tracking which vehicles are driving to Donald Trump rallies. So I've always believed that it's important to protect this data. And I would say lastly that the insidious nature of this type of government surveillance extends beyond the violation of privacy. It really corrodes the foundations of trust that are essential for a healthy democracy. That's why we're so adamant about following the law and about having passed that law.
Now, as you know, some people would look at this and they'd say, well, if we're so concerned about issues of privacy, why have these cameras at all and allow other agencies to tap into them?
Because, again, they do provide value to law enforcement. They do help with stolen vehicles. They do help. They can be helpful when it comes to kidnapping cases, carjacking. So there is a helpful tool for law enforcement to use these. What we're saying is, let's not make this a handmaid's tale where people are tracking where people are driving, what they're doing. Let's use them for the purposes with which they were supposed to be.
What company oversees the feeds?
There's a company, the largest company is a company called Flock, who we've been working with.
I'm curious, how do they regulate who gets what feeds?
Well, law enforcement reaches out, and they have a whole system in place. And again, one of the things that we've put in place now, there was not a preventative search term tool to limit how it was used. So, for example, they have to put the reason that they're asking for this information, and they put down this Texas law enforcement put down abortion, which is what flagged it for us. And now we're able to make these changes.
Do you know at this point, you may not have that information, but you know how many other agencies may still have access to data from Illinois license plate readers?
We don't have the exact number, but you know, again, a number, a large number.
Secretary of State, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.